Welcome to Journal Club for February 14th, 2025. I'm Malcolm Dix. If you feel like new clothes are getting flimsier and flimsier, you're not alone. After a few washes, I can rip my jeans apart with my bare hands. I don't feel like it used to be that way. Do you? On today's episode, co-host Olive Mitra is taking us inside the world of garment durability. He's going to walk us through the efforts some researchers are making to build a standard framework and rubric for quality, a grade that we can look at and consider before we make a decision to buy. How do you design a system like that? Well, let's find out.
We've all been in this situation before. We're buying a shirt online, and we found the one that looks perfect. It's the right size, it's the right cut, and it's the right color. The only thing we're not sure about is its quality. How can we know if it'll last forever or disintegrate in the first wash? Will the photos tell us that? Or how about the reviews? Or does price equal quality? What we could use is a rating system for clothing durability. Having that would allow us to buy more confidently and to know our clothes will last. In today's paper, the authors present the groundwork for just such a system, one that can be applied to all types of garments. We'll start by exploring the variables that are most important to garment durability, look at how the researchers went about testing them, and then look at how they used the data. Let's start with the basics. Fabric is essentially a network of fibers called yarn. It's woven together in interlocking lengthwise and crosswise weaves called weft and warp, respectively. Fabric is sewn together in various combinations to make the different types of garments we use. The purpose of a durability test is to see how well those garments hold up under stress. In order to get a comprehensive rating system, lots of variables need to be examined. The researchers identified seven characteristics in particular: dimensional stability, pilling, fabric abrasion, tensile strength, seam strength, bursting strength, and surface changes. They chose to focus on two common items for the study: denim jeans and cotton t-shirts. They started with a sample of 17 jeans and 33 t-shirts across a spectrum of brands from budget to luxury. Let's look at the study's approach. Having identified the variables, the researchers looked to replicate the kind of wear and tear that would most accurately mimic everyday life. This required a variety of machines and a lab. Most industrial garment testing machines operate the same way. They apply pressure to a sample, causing stress until the garment breaks. Each machine applies stress in different ways: rubbing, pressure, and pulling. Rubbing is used to measure abrasion and pilling. Pressure is used to test bursting strength. And pulling, or tension, is used to test tensile and seam strength. These testing methods are already common in the industry. So what sets this study apart from others? Well, they incorporated a very important machine which would get them closer to mimicking everyday use. A machine that would simulate the most stressful thing our clothes go through: laundry. Your innocent-looking washing machine is probably the cause of most of the degradation that your clothes experience. The moisture and heat combined with the abrasive spinning action stresses out your clothes. To account for this, the authors integrated regular wash cycles into the testing for the study. This had not been experimentally incorporated into previous scholarship. They used a Miele W1724 front-loading domestic washing machine and then let the samples air dry. Jeans went through 30 wash cycles, and the t-shirts went through 56. Data was collected every 5 cycles. More on that later. Through a combination of lab tests and visual observations, the researchers measured the 7 variables that I'd mentioned earlier: dimensional stability, abrasion, pilling, tensile weft and warp, seam strength, bursting strength, and surface change. Let's take a deeper look at each of these elements and how they were tested. Dimensional stability is a measurement of how well the garment keeps its original proportions or dimensions. To test this, two points are marked on a garment and the distance between them is measured. After every 5 laundry cycles, the measurements are repeated. Denim jeans were measured at the leg length and the waist width. T-shirts were measured lengthwise and for chest width. Pilling is a formation of little fuzzy balls on the garment. They are formed by yarn that has loosened from the weave. This is tested by a Martindale abrasion and pilling test machine. This machine allows you to affix a garment sample, then apply a constant rubbing pressure to loosen the fibers. It's this rubbing that creates the fuzzy pill balls. After 7,000 cycles, the fuzzy balls are counted and a pilling score from 1 to 5 is applied. Fabric abrasion testing also uses the Martindale abrasion and pilling machine, applying stress in a rubbing motion. They measure how many rubbing cycles it took for the machine to make a hole in the garment sample. Tensile strength is the ability of the fabric to withstand pulling or tension. The tensile strength testing machine is able to apply tension in different directions to test both the weft and warp weaves. They measured each of these separately. The machine gauges the amount of force required to rip apart the fabric, expressed here in newtons. Seam strength indicates how well the stitching will hold up in a seam. This is also measured with a tensile strength testing machine. The tension is applied perpendicular to the seam to test how much force it will take to rip it apart. This measurement is also expressed in newtons. Bursting strength measures how much pressure a garment can take before the weave unravels. The machine applies steady pressure via a rubber bladder that increases in size as liquid or air is added. The measurement is taken when the pressure from the diaphragm rips the fabric apart. In order to gauge surface changes, such as color fading and felting, the researchers used visual assessments between the laundry cycles to see how much the garment had changed from its original state. So how do we get from these 7 tests to the makings of a rating system? Well, there are a number of things we need to consider. The first is that a rating system will be different for each type of clothing. T-shirts don't degrade the same way or under the same conditions as jeans. So the authors needed to figure out which tests were most relevant for each garment type in assessing durability. To start, the researchers looked at the common ways that jeans and t-shirts fail, called functional failure, when the garment is no longer able to function as intended. Denim jeans fail by abrasion, seam damage, fabric ripping, and color fading. T-shirts functionally fail in the areas of dimensional stability, pilling, surface changes, and bursting. This told the authors which tests to focus on for which garment type. Weighting the tests in relation to how much they impacted durability allowed the authors to see a more complex view of how samples performed. While the study proposes a method of ranking garments within the sample set, it doesn't get us completely to a rating system for garment durability. This weighted ranking, however, provides a foundation for a rating system. By using functional failure to determine a weighted ranking of variables important to specific garment types, durability testing can be more targeted. Comparing these results against a rubric of industry standards gets us closer to a rating system for clothing durability. By understanding what is important for each garment's durability, customized rubrics and rating systems can be created for each garment type. The fashion industry has a massive negative impact on the environment, and the global consumption of clothing has doubled since 2000. Fast fashion has normalized the production of garments that have shorter lifetimes, leading to more consumption and also more waste. A rubric such as this one can help us all choose clothing that doesn't end up in the landfill. This type of standardized method can be used in legislation and by regulatory agencies to ensure the fashion industry production practices shift more towards increasing the durability of their products and decreasing clothing waste. And lastly, it's important for all of us as consumers. It not only allows us to make greener choices, but to purchase clothes that we know will last. This research is a critical stepping stone to the development of these kinds of rubrics, and the authors will be expanding to 10 new types of garments in future studies. If you'd like to explore the data tables and learn more about the particulars of the experimental design and statistical analysis, please download the paper and get in there. Glad you could spend some time with us here at Journal Club. I'm Olive Mitra. Thanks for listening.
Today's episode of Journal Club was written and produced by Olive Mitra, with writing support from Dr. Stephanie Bosco Ruggiero and Bianca Cervantes. Hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Diggs signing off. See you tomorrow.